Drama International.
A Voice in the City.
Thank heavens that racket's finished for a while. Trouble is, your nerves seem to take over where the compressed air leaves off. I have nightmares about pneumatic drills. I dream my head's going to burst. In the morning, when I wake with a pounding headache, I swear I'll turn the job in. But I'm always at the starting post with the gang at 7:30, shoveling away while the white-collar workers are soaping themselves under the showers.
Spike! Spike, leave that dash thing alone. It's lunchtime.
All right, Brown. I was only testing a fish drill.
I'll leave the test until after.
Spike's new on the jackhammer. But he won't last long. They never last long. I'll not take it on because it's better money than the spade or the pick. But it beats them all in the end. Yeah. Look what it did to Mac. I'm going back to the days when jobs were scarce. Any job. Mac was strong like a bull, and the jackhammer was as light as a cricket bat in his hands. He was a strange bloke, kept to himself. That's why he was a whole year in the gang before he really got talking. It happened one day when we were on a city job. We were sitting on a city pavement, leaning against a granite foundation stone, warm from the morning sun.
Talk about bedroom. You can even feel it shoving up through the footpath.
that's rich. That is coming from you. You spend all day on the end of a jackhammer and you complain about a bit of traffic.
Oh, I've got nothing against the jackhammer. Earns me good money. I can't say I owe anything to traffic.
Oh, owns anything to a string of cars and buses. Barring traffic cops and undertakers.
Keeps a lot of doctors busy.
Yeah. I reckon there's always someone getting skittled. You don't like traffic, do you, Mac?
Not much.
Fella down our street really hates it. But he's got reason. Seems his kid was playing and got clean bowled by a truck. He's pretty sore, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I reckon I do. My wife's like that.
Someone she knew get hurt?
She got hurt herself.
Oh, sorry. I never knew, Mac.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Just like that. We were crossing the road to the dress shops on the other side. Traffic was thick. Just like it is here. And he started to toot his blasted horn. She got such a fright she walked slap bang into a car coming in the opposite direction. Why the heck doesn't he give it a rest?
Steady, Max, steady. He's caught up behind a 3-ton truck.
Yeah, but that horn, I get plenty mad when I hear a horn like that. I want to tear it out by the roots and smash them.
They're all part of what they call the voice of the city.
The voice of the city?
Sure. People get homesick for noises like that. When they get back from wherever they've been, they just stand on street corners and lap it up. The trams and the taxis and the headlights and the sizzling electric sign.
They must be nuts.
Yeah, that's what I say. The voice of the city and me don't talk the same language. I like the grassy patch in the back on Sunday with the hose running.
Maybe you'd like the country.
Ah, now you're talking. Yeah. If ever I win a sweep, that's what I'll be heading for.
Yeah. The country's got a voice, you know, brother.
Cows and things?
Well, cows are part of it. I'm thinking of the birds in the morning, late in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Trees in the wind, eh? Well, rustling leaves, all that squeaking and whispering, that's what I mean.
Sooth, you're a strange guy, man.
Forget it. I guess I've been reading too much poetry.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that. It just sounds, sort of strange coming from one of us. I don't know much about you, Mick.
Huh?
You always beat it straight home when we go for our beer session.
I've got better things to do in my dough.
Well, maybe you have. But what's better than beer when you've got a mouthful of dust?
I'm not saying anything against a beer when you knock off. I'm going to build a house in the country.
What, house in the country?
Yeah.
Build it?
That's right.
I'm flat out paying rent for a place with a front on the footpath.
I've got the land. All I need now is another 300 for the house.
Yes, how'd you get the rest? Will it? Have it left to you?
Wife's got no legs. After the smash, she got some compensation. Not enough. I've got to save the rest.
Out of what you get on the jackhammer?
Yeah.
Where's the land?
Oh, it's about 20 miles out of town. It's high up. But part of an old pear orchard. We go there every Sunday.
Your wife, too?
Our Dot's in the wheelchair. It's not far from the station. There's a good track. Yeah, maybe you'd like to come with us someday. It's some weekday when we're doing night shift, eh?
Well, thanks. Yes, I'd like to.
Well, make it soon, Brogan, or you'll miss the blossom. After a week on the jackhammer, the country sounds up there are almost worth all the hours of hell broken loose. You never seen grass as thick and green. I'll breathe air as clean. You can't go far without it in a creek. It's right away from everything.
Well, you've got me in already.
Oh, well, that's not nearly all. Trees are full of birds. And that voice of the country we were talking about, you can almost hear it by just talking about it. I'll take you there one day.
Well, Brogan, here it is. This is the spot. This is where it's going to be, right here.
Right here, eh?
Yeah.
Cool, with a view on every side. It's everything you told me. Yes, and more.
On a clear day, you can see nearly 30 miles. What a shame it's overcast. They look like thunderclouds.
We're in for a storm, all right.
Yes, but still, we mustn't complain. I understand that the farms want rain. We're surrounded by farms, even though we do seem to be right on our own. Contact with the outside world.
Eh? What's that?
The train, dear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see the smoke. Well, let's hope it won't be long before we got smoke wreathing out of the chimney on our own house. Come on down, I'll show you the creek, Brogan.
Oh, Mac, he's puffed out after that climb. How about some tea first?
Well, all right, then. I'll go down to the creek and get some water. You stay here with Doc, Brogan.
Right.
And keep your ears open.
Oh, what a spot. Do you come up here every Sunday as well?
Just about. It doesn't matter what the weather's like.
In the rain, too?
Oh, yes. Nothing stops Mac. The wheels on my chair stick in the mud, but he's so strong.
He's the strongest man in the gang.
It's the hot, stuffy days he doesn't like. His head starts to throb. Reminds him of the drill.
He's been working on jackhammers a long time.
I know. It worries me. I wish he'd take a spell on some lighter work.
He should. Why don't you try and talk him into it?
Oh, what's the use? He always points out that the drill means better pay. Better pay means our little house out here in the country.
And what good will that be if he loses his health?
Once Mac makes up his mind, that's the end. Oh, there's a storm coming up all right. It's getting darker.
Maybe we won't have time for tea after all.
Oh, if Mac hurries up, we will. But he gets down to the creek and starts watching the dragonflies or something. Oh, that's him now.
Oh, no, it's not Mac.
No. No, it isn't. I wonder what he's doing here. What's he carrying? A camera?
No. Oh, I forget what you call those things, but he's a surveyor.
I think we're in for a storm.
Oh, they'll get it somewhere, even if we miss it here.
Well, I'm not taking a risk with all this gear. I'm making a beeline for the station.
Been working out this way?
Well, groundwork only. There'll be big things doing in these parts someday. Anyway, I'd better be moving along.
I wonder what he means by big things.
Oh, those surveyors are always roaming the countryside.
Oh, I wish Mac would hurry back. I wonder if he's heard the thunder.
Of course he's heard it.
I'm not too sure that he has, Mr. Brogan. He hasn't been hearing at all well lately.
Oh, he hasn't?
No. Only a few minutes ago, he didn't hear the train, remember? He didn't realize what we were talking about until he saw the smoke.
Yes, that's right. Is this the first time you noticed anything?
No. No, I've noticed other things over a period of about a year.
Over a year, eh?
Yeah. Why was she, Gary?
Well, I think I'll go and get him.
You came down after all, eh? Here, come here. Roger. Look at them funny little crab things in the creek, eh?
Oh, we haven't got time to waste here, Mac. There's a granddaddy of a storm coming up.
Well, those clouds getting worse, eh?
Haven't you heard the thunder?
No. No, I haven't heard any thunder.
Then it's high time you gave up the jackhammer.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. You've been with road gangs long enough to know the symptoms. Work on the jackhammer long enough and you stand a good chance of ending up stone dead. That's a fact about a man going deaf working a jackhammer. If he doesn't go crazy first. Mac knew it, but he wouldn't talk. I didn't get a chance on my way to town because Doc was with us. He tried to avoid me when we started work that night. But I was determined to have it out. Try to dodge it. If you keep on with the jackhammer, you'll be as deaf as a doorpost.
Maybe that'll be a good thing. Maybe I won't have to worry about the din this blasted thing kicks up.
Oh, you'll hear it through your bones, and you'll feel it wrenching your arms out of their sockets. You can't beat it.
Well, I can try.
Hold, Max, stop it. Will you leave the thing alone?
I've got work to do, Brogan.
Oh, forget about the work. What about the voice of the country, Mac?
Eh?
Yes, what about the birds and the creeks and the trees and the rustling? What about all that?
Well, what? If I give up the jackhammer, I'll never have the house.
The way I see it, you've got to make a choice. Your house or your earring.
Look, maybe the jackhammer's not the cause.
Oh, don't give that to me. You know, it's as good a way as any to end up in permanent silence. If you don't believe me, see a doctor.
Well, if you must know... I have seen a doctor.
What did the quack say?
What do you think?
He said it was a jackhammer?
Sure he did. But I'm staying on. I can't give up.
Why not? You can get some spade work. You can still save a few quid.
Not enough. It's not me. It's Dot.
Dot would understand. She'd be the first.
Well, of course she would. She's too understanding. She's been living in that pokey room of ours for years, dreaming about the house. I can't keep her there forever. Anyway, the doctors reckon I've got to get her out of it. And there's only one way.
A jackhammer?
Yeah, a jackhammer. Only for another couple of years.
Only for another couple of years? And that's torture and prison sentence all in one.
Well, I reckon I know what I'm doing.
A couple of years.
you, Brogan.
Hello, Doc.
Are you working night shift?
No. I took the day off. I want to see you.
Well, come inside.
I've got to talk to you about Mac. You can hardly hear a word anyone says on the job.
I know. I've got to shout everything at him. He won't do anything about it. What do you think I should do?
Oh, how's the house going, Doc?
Oh, it'll be finished inside 2 months.
And what happens then? Are you going out there to live? Is Mac going to look for a job on one of the farms?
No.
Well, it is true. He does intend to stay with the gang.
Yes. The building costs were higher than we expected. After we've put in stoves and things, we won't have anything for furniture. Mac says another year won't matter.
Of course it matters. It's been 2 years too long already. Isn't this your own furniture in this room?
Yeah, but it's old. Mac wants new stuff. Nothing expensive.
But it's a pinch it would do for the new house.
Of course. But he's determined to have new furniture right through. He says he'll be able to save enough if he works another year on the jackhammer.
Well, Dot, you might as well know if you don't already suspect it. If Mac keeps on with the jackhammer, he'll be stone deaf.
I've known all along it was the drill, but what could I do?
Well, you'll have to do something now. He's already lost the thing he dreamed about. The sounds of the country. If he keeps on much longer, he won't hear a single word you say.
What can I do?
Oh, I don't know, Dot. I'm willing to help all I can, but I just don't know.
Brogan, I've never let him know I've suspected the jackhammer was the cause of everything.
Well, why don't you tell him?
Unless you're around to back me up, Mac will just ignore me. You boys switch to night shift next week?
That's right.
We'll be going out to see them working on the house. Why don't you come with us?
Sure, Dot, sure.
You can say you're coming up just to see how the house is progressing. You see, Brogan, it's really starting to take shape.
Yes. I'll have to give you a hand when you move in.
What's that?
I said I'll have to give you a hand when you ship.
Oh. Well, thanks, Brogan, but... Well, that won't be for a while yet.
How long?
Eh? How long? Well, the house won't be ready for another 6 weeks.
Are you coming out here, then?
Yeah.
Mac, in 6 weeks.
All right. I was keeping it as a surprise.
Oh, but Mac,
I'm giving up the jackhammer.
Mr. McDonald!
Mac, the builder wants to see you.
Hey? Right. I won't be long.
Brogan, did you say anything to him?
No. I thought it must have been you.
I haven't mentioned it.
Why has he changed his mind so sudden? Without any persuasion?
I don't know. Strange things have been happening lately. He's had letters, official-looking letters, that he's told me nothing about. Look, there's another of those surveyors.
Oh, yes.
I've noticed a lot of workmen out this way this morning.
Here, I'll say. It's the same fellow we met here a couple of years. Good day, mate.
Good afternoon.
Weren't you up here one stormy afternoon about 2 years back?
Yes, I was. I vaguely remember bumping into you.
That's right. Still working out this way?
Yeah, really working this time. It's a major project.
Oh, you don't say.
Haven't you heard? We're putting a new branch railway line through.
Is that a fact?
Yes. It sweeps away from the station and passes about 200 yards from here. We're starting on the cutting today. Solid rock.
Solid rock?
Yes, it was the only place we could come through.
Will there be much noise?
Noise? Well, what do you think? Well, see you some more, perhaps.
Well, that's just lovely, isn't it?
Brogan, what sort of noise will there be?
What sort? Only blasting and drilling, that's all.
Oh, no.
Oh, you might as well face up the facts, Doc. After the job's done, you'll have trains thundering past all day and night.
But not here. Not after all the years
of... Hey, steady, Doc. Here he comes.
Yeah, the broken...
Steady.
The foreman says he might have it finished in 4 weeks, not six.
You'll have to start looking for new furniture, Doc. New furniture.
Yes, Mac.
Well, I said I wouldn't move in until we had new furniture, didn't I, Doc?
Yes, Mac. But what are we going to do for money?
Eh?
Money.
Oh, well, I didn't tell you anything about this, but my hearing isn't the best. I come in for some compensation, see? Well, it'd be enough to get a start. Out here. Away from everything.
Oh.
Well, what's up, John?
Can't you hear it, Ned?
What?
Can't you hear anything?
It's funny you should say that. I think I can. At first, I thought it was a bit queer, but now I'm getting used to it. I can hear all the bird noises and the rustling, like I used to hear when we first came out here and fell in love with this bit of land. Happens every time I come out here.
Mac.
Hey?
Mac, can't you hear anything else, dear?
No.
Nothing at all?
Well, not exactly nothing. I can hear you, Dot.
I'm still on the game, doing spade work. While Mac's not worried by jackhammers, or even express trains that set the hillside trembling in the night. He's got the pear blossom in the spring. And in his silence, he can hear all the voices of the country. The creeks, the birds, and the trees.
Broker!
What?
Maybe Mac beat the jackhammer after all.
Listening to Drama International. Join us again next week at the same time for more Drama International.